Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. It's the first full day on the job for the new governor, Charlie Baker. He has more inaugural celebrations today, but starts the day with his first cabinet meeting this morning as he starts to deal with the $500 million state budget deficit. But before business, the party, which capped off yesterday's inauguration. Among those at the Boston Convention Center for that party last night was WBUR's Fred Tice.
Thousands of people filled the hall, so in that sense, you could not call it a low-key affair. Still, in other ways, it was. Baker practically slipped into his own party. He appeared quietly in the crowd all of a sudden. Most people never even noticed him among the throng, at one point swinging his head to the music. In a way, this was a budget inaugural. Chips and beer, and at the end, a slice of the statehouse cake. Baker's brief remarks were all about getting to work.
We can't wait to get started for you, and we can't wait to get started on behalf of the people of Massachusetts. And I hope we have a chance to continue to work together to build a stronger, better, greater Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And with your help and your support, I know we will. Thank you very much, and thank you so much for coming out tonight. We really appreciate it.
Baker has been reaching out to communities of color in cities across the state, but the crowd last night was almost entirely white. Almost. Commissioner of Telecommunications and Cable Karen Charles Peterson of Boston, appointed by Governor Deval Patrick, was one of the exceptions.
So I can tell you that I'm very excited. I know that he will make a fantastic governor.
And there were Democrats like Dot Joyce, former press secretary to the late Mayor Tom Menino, and Jim Aloisi, once former Governor Patrick's Secretary of Transportation.
I've come to know Charlie since the last campaign, personally, as a person with a really good heart. Everyone knows he has a strong intellect. I think he's proving his campaign pledge to be bipartisan, and I like that. I think the people like that. And I like the agenda that he talked about today during the inauguration. I like the focus on urban improvements and addiction and education and opening up opportunity.
And there were many people who campaigned for Baker, many of them from the Republican stronghold of central Massachusetts, such as Susan Smiley of Lancaster.
It's all good. The Commonwealth has so much to look forward to. I feel very optimistic about the next 4 years.
Smiley says she works for a defense contractor that is laying Massachusetts workers off because of Pentagon cutbacks.
Jobs are still a very, very important thing, and I think our economy needs help.
Smiley predicts Baker will turn it around. He seemed eager to get going. By 10, the motorcade for the new governor was moving out. Time for a good night's sleep before getting to work. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.